What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fit Identity Podcast, where we talk about health and wellness. We talk about anything and everything that has to do with you thinking, eating, and moving better to getting you to a place where you have a healthy, fit identity. I'm Mike Karpenko. I am your host. And today we're going to talk about in-home fitness. I've got a long line of history and relationships in in-home fitness. I am no stranger to it. I've been involved in it since 2003, and I am still associated with it. I help people with all kinds of in-home fitness programs and nutrition plans on a daily basis, and I've been doing it since 2003, like I said. I'm no stranger. I'm a consultant. I've written programs, plans. I've written them for celebrities, companies. I've been part of development teams. You name it, I probably have done something in it in in-home fitness. I also have in-home fitness programs of my own where I've worked with Tap Out, Microsoft, Xbox, various groups of companies. So let's talk in-home fitness and why I am making this particular one today, this podcast. So in my Instagram and on some of my other followings, I have quite a large following as far as in-home fitness. And one of those followings happens to be with a company that was formerly known as Beachbody, but it's now known as Body. So I have an association to them, and they've got a new program coming out with a trainer that I've got a friendship with. I've known him since 2004, which is a very odd thing, but I've known him since 2004 when he started, and he was an instructor for that company teaching a test group for another trainer, which is interesting. So his name, Sean Thompson, they call him Sean T. He is the creator of one of the more well-known in-home fitness programs in the past called Insanity. Then he had Asylum. Then he had some dance programs, hip-hop abs, rock and body. He moved on to Size. He's had Transform 20, which is a 20-minute program. He's got a monster podcast called Trust and Believe. He probably is. Let me just say this straight up. One of the most iconic health and fitness motivators that are out there. People just gravitate to him, and he has been able to capture that audience in such an incredible way with a huge momentum. And he's done a great job, and he's now kind of reinventing himself into this new program called Dig Deeper, because he's not really known for lifting weights. It's not his thing. He's more of a body weight, cardio, dance guy, which is just insane. Like, I don't know how to put it, because like, I was just thinking about it. I'm like, cardio, dance, body weight, with the endurance of a gazelle. Like, the guy from the day I met him could just, you know, just keep going on and on with his cardio. And I think that's why it was one of his strengths, because he loves to dance and he loves to do cardio and body weight stuff. With an incredible physique back then, but now his physique has changed even more. His physique is much more evolved into more of a bodybuilder's physique, because he did win some competition, and he got a whole bunch of medals with inside that competition. So he's in that stage, and he's coming out with a new program. And it's called Dig Deeper. It's going to be a 12-week long program. And my following on my social media, since I do have this large association in home fitness and a relationship to Beachbody, I do have one, is they wanted to know about it. They're like, I need to know about it, and I want to know about it. And if you know anything about in-home fitness, one of the ingredients to in-home fitness is marketing. And it's the fluff words, right? Like, mind muscle, like Sean has mind muscle connection, and he has recomp, and you know, there's physique. Those are like these words that, you know, Sean's going to use to market the program in order to hit as many people as he possibly can, to help as many people as he possibly can to sell the program. And I wanted to put together something that was zero marketing, Like that was like, hey, what is it? Let me just tell you what it is. Let me break it down. And then I also wanted to give you some of my feedback and my opinions on it. You know, being a guy that's been in-home fitness, a guy that's watched Sean, a guy that's, you know, been a personal trainer and a trainer to many clients in the past, you know, written programs, done a lot of stuff. So I have some credibility. I have some knowledge. And yeah, I'm credible. I'm just going to leave it at that. All right. Like, I'm not going to downplay myself. I really know in some ways what I'm talking about, and I could really learn in others. How about that? I'm humble. I know that there's a lot of great programmers, science-based people out there that are awesome. And I love learning from each one of you guys when you talk to me in my DMs. You guys are awesome. So I thought it would be valuable. My following thought it'd be valuable if I gave them more information, since I get a lot of questions about it. What do you think? What's it going to be like? And how's it going to be? And who's it for? And this crazy stuff. And I wanted to do it and take all of it out and just do something raw and do something more. Here it is in your face. And then in the end, I wanted to be able to give you guys my pros, why I like it, what I think is really, really good about it. And then my cons, the things that I personally struggled with. Not that I think that everybody would struggle with, but the things that I was like, maybe they could have done this better, or maybe they could have done that. And I also, if you're Beachbody Corporate, Beachbody Corporate, I do give you a couple suggestions in there in the end. So if you need to be able to take that and say, I heard this, and then use that as your idea, and then tell people you came up with it first, go for it. Not bitter. I just know how this industry works. They hear something, they go ahead and they say it, and then they make it sound like it's their idea. Not that I'm saying it's happened in the past. Cough, cough. But it's all good. I don't care, because ultimately my place in the health, fitness, and wellness industry will always be making sure that I can help the most amount of people. Whether I get credit for it or not doesn't matter to me at the end of the day. What really matters is that whatever knowledge that I have or experience that I have, that I'm able to share it with you guys. And that's why I have a podcast, so that I can continue to share that with you. And, you know, and you can benefit, because if there's anything I know about my own personal past, is I always was upset that I felt that people had knowledge and experience and access to things that I didn't have. And one of the things that, as I started to have more and more doors open to me and more ability, I always had a foundational brick saying that if I knew it, other people would know it. I would not keep it from people, and that I'd always want to share that, because I want people to live up to their potential. I want people to have that access and be able to be the best that they possibly can, to have the fit identity, the highest fit identity that they can. So going to share with you guys my audio from my YouTube. Hang tight in there. I think it's pretty good. I think it flows well. If you have any questions, you want to talk about it, you didn't understand something, let me know. Shoot me some feedback, slide my DMs, let me know what's up. But here you go. I was actually asked to make this video by a lot of the people that follow me on my social media to break it down to see whether or not this particular program was right for them. That's why I'm making this video. Not to critique Sean, programming, or anything that have to do with it, but rather to give you an idea and weed through the fluff and see, is this program for you? I'm going to give you the facts. I'm going to give you some of my opinions. I'm going to let you know what I think some of the pros and cons are. And I want to be upfront with you. This is a niche-based program. It's about your physique. It's about changing the muscle on your body. It is not about weight loss. You certainly can make it about weight loss, and I'll talk about that. But in general, this is a niche-based program and is going to be more like training. One of the things that I like about it is that in the past, Beachbody has put out some programs that, in my opinion, feel as though they're group exercise style. They're for everybody. See what I did there? Body. And I believe that the training element was a little bit lost. Although they helped a lot of people and they did do a great job of helping those people, there wasn't a training aspect to the programs. This one, Sean has done a job
as far as I can see, to get back into his exercise science. I think that's what he has, exercise science degree, and get back into training. I don't know if he's ever trained a client. I really don't. I don't know about that, but I'm sure he has worked with individuals, but it seems as though he has tagged himself up with a coach, a physical therapist, and he has gotten into training mode, and he has evolved. He's learned a lot. He is sharing. It's actually a pretty nice change to Sean, because I was there when he created Insanity. I was part of that process that he did when he was developing testimonials and product videos. I was there for all of it. So I know who Sean was in general back then, and it's nice to see this piece of evolution that is happening. With that aside, and getting away from that buildup into what this is gonna be, is it's a program, right? It's not a workout, it is a commitment for you. So if you're not up to committing to 12 weeks, then the program's not gonna work for you. It just isn't. Let's just be upfront and honest. And then if you wanna know how it's structured, let's just, you know what, let's just break it down right here. Name of the program, Dig Deeper. Let's talk workout. It is a 12-week workout with three phases, each phase 4 weeks long. From what I understand, you're gonna have a week one and you're gonna repeat that week for 4 weeks. And then you're gonna do that in phase two and in phase three. In phase one, he's calling it endurance. From what I see, it's kind of an endurance hypertrophy phase, which means an endurance as well as a phase to gain some muscle mass. Phase two is going to be more towards hypertrophy, and phase three is gonna be all about strength. It's gonna be five workouts that will be weightlifting, and then there will be one that is LISS, low impact steady state cardio. It's going to be typical Sean T fashion of him kind of doing the moves that he likes to do that are fun for him in cardio. I don't necessarily know that it's like a super programmed cardio workout, but I'm just going to tell you this. I think that you can probably substitute it out if you don't like it. But if you love Sean and the way that he trains, it's going to be great. Moving into equipment, Sean made it simple. Dumbbells and a bench. Lightweight, medium, heavy dumbbells so that you can progress through the sets. I strongly suggest that you have all of them because he's going to test you with the different reps and sets. Then the bench, because he's going to do incline and he uses the bench for squats, he uses it for step-ups, and he uses it for abs. All right, what to expect? It's a lifting program, so you're going to lift. You need dumbbells in your hands, right? And you're going to be doing the basic bro splits, the things that you see bodybuilders do. Upper body, lower body, specific muscle groups, glutes, abs, chest and back. The basics, guys. It's not going to be something that's overly complicated, so think simplicity. As far as sets go, you're not going to get bored. It's not three sets of 10 or three sets of 12 over and over and over. He mixes it up. The majority is three sets, but the rep counts do change. I did see sets of one, four, five. I don't think I saw six. I definitely saw seven. I saw different rep counts, anywhere from 20 being the high down to six being the low, which you would lift heavier. And then there were some exercises that he did that were timed. So what that count is, let's just say 15 to 16. Added into those sets and reps, Sean varies intensity, effort, and speed. So it's going to be up to you to apply that. Sean can't determine how fast you should be going, what your intensity should be. You're gonna have to do that on your own. You know what else I forgot to tell you? Pretty much plan on 50 minutes a day with a workout. I don't wanna leave that out, because I know a lot of you have time constraints, but 50 minutes, but it does feel like 30. Notice, at no point in time did I mention cardio, cutting, or leaning out. This is going to be about strength. It doesn't mean it's about getting bigger. It means about putting muscle on. So let's move into phase one and talk about his endurance phase, endurance hypertrophy. Basic hypertrophy means creating muscle. So don't think of it as, oh, phase one, I'm gonna come in and like lose some weight right away. It's not gonna happen right away. Unless your diet plan that you're on makes that happen. I strongly suggest that you don't go in there with that goal, because you've got to fuel the muscles in it. All right, let's talk phase one. He calls it endurance. I call it endurance hypertrophy due to the rep counts. It is what it is. It's not here nor there. It's not being critical. I think it's kind of both. You're going to train the muscles to be able to be stronger over a period of time, as well as hypertrophy, which means your muscles are going to grow. Phase one, all about giant sets and time under tension. Sean takes 5 to 6 exercises, combines it with an ab exercise at the end. He does 3 sets of that, and he does it with a descending ladder. What do I mean by that? He starts out with a high amount of reps, and then he decreases them each set that he goes. 20, 16, 12. But you didn't hear it here, right? But that's what he ends up doing, and he uses time under tension in order to create that endurance. The workouts that you're going to see in phase one, this hypertrophy endurance phase, is upper body 1, 2, lower body 1 and 2, and I do believe total body 1 and 2. And then you're going to move into phase two right after that 4 weeks. Here's a fun fact in phase one that you can then begin to watch going into phase two and phase three. So phase one, he's going to have himself, his coach, his trainer, and a cast member. Phase two, which we're going to move on to right now, it's just going to be him and his coach trainer. So it goes from 3 people to 2 people. And I guess you can probably figure out what phase three is going to be, and I'll let you know when we get there. All right, let's break down phase two just like we did phase one. It's a 2, which means it's only 2 people, him and his coach. They have a really great banter back and forth, and they go into something I believe that they call sculpt and define. I call it hypertrophy. It means you're gaining muscle size. You're gaining that muscle. That is what's so cool about phase two. Moving from phase one of creating muscular endurance and some size, Sean moves you into phase two. Phase two is all about creating muscle size. He calls it sculpt and define. Inside this phase, you're going to see Sean and Justice coach and his trainer, as I'd mentioned before. It shrinks so that he can give better cues, more attention, and to build more muscle. What do the sets look like? They're going to be supersets and triple sets. That means 2 exercises back to back or 3 exercises back to back. In between each set, you're going to get less time, which means Sean is going to turn up the intensity. It's going to go from 60 seconds that you saw in phase one down to 45 seconds in phase two. Mostly, you'll see 3 sets of 12 reps, but you will also see sets of 5 and of 7. Sean introduces a new thing in this. He calls 7s. It's 7 left, 7 right, and then 7 total. So you're going to see 21 in just one set. So don't worry, you're not going to have to do this multiple times. It's a nice little twist that's thrown into the middle of the workout that creates more burnout, more volume, more stress, more size. Let's keep the momentum up and move right into phase 3. It's just you and Sean. He's going to build you. That's why he calls it build. I happen to call it strength with a little bit of power. The lower reps are what's going to give you the power. The other rep schemes are going to give you the strength. Phase 3 sets, they're all over the place. They range anywhere from single set to 5 sets, which means you're going to get a super set, a triple set, and a quad set. And then you're going to see any type of combination of exercises from 1 exercise to 3 exercises with 30 seconds of rest in between those sets. Which means if you go back and think from phase one, you had 60 seconds of rest in between each set. Then in phase two, you had 45 seconds. In phase three, he turns up the intensity and it's only 30 seconds of rest. He also brings back in 7-7-7. And the workouts that you're going to see are going to be chest, legs, back, abs. Arms, shoulders, and abs. Before I go into my pros and cons, I want to quickly go back into who is this for? Because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be asking, and I did say that it was niche, whatever you want to say. However, I want to double back down on that because I've been involved in in-home fitness for quite a long time, and I know that people have different needs and have different goals. Doesn't mean the program is wrong for them. It just means that if they have expectations that the program won't deliver, then that's the issue. I never want to see somebody in a program that has unrealistic expectations. So let me just clarify a few things when it comes to weight loss, physique, intensity, fun factor, ability, and equipment, right? Like that way you can get a good idea if this is for you or not. Here's what I mean. If you're looking for weight loss, there might be a better program. But if you consider fun in your ability to choose what's good and right for you, it might be a fun program that keeps you working out. And I'll tell you what, I'll take you showing up and being consistent every day to build an entire life of being healthy than not doing anything at all and being upset that you're not able to work out with your friends. I'm not worried about that. I just want you to know you're not going to get major weight loss and you're not going to get major physique changes if your ability and you're in a weight loss position. I would concentrate mainly on my nutrition and stay away from being highly focused in my workouts. I would show up for them and I would have fun and I would be with my friends if that's what you are. My workout, my main focus would be my nutrition. My fun factor would be my workout and my community. As far as physique, if you're 20 pounds away from your physique, you probably can do this up really well because you can lose some weight, gain some muscle. You might stay at the same weight, but you're going to look great. It's a physique program, but it's not going to change your physique if you're 40, 50, 60 pounds challenged with your weight. So keep that in consideration. Intensity, it's varied. It's up to you. Sean can't make you do a workout. I can't make you do the workout at any level of intensity. I can't choose the weight for you. I can't tell you whether or not you should speed up, slow down, and neither can Sean. That's gonna be on you. So if you don't have the ability to vary your efforts and intensity, just understand that that's gonna hurt your ability to get results. Doesn't mean the program won't get you results. It just may mean that results that you want are going to take a little bit longer than you had hoped. Or maybe the person like myself who's in prime condition and can work out at will. So just don't compare yourself to me, but understand where you're at with your abilities. Fun factor. I think I just went over that, right? Like if you just need something that's fun, and you, it's Sean. It's going to be a fun workout if you think Sean is fun. And if you don't want to miss out and you get FOMO and your friends are doing this workout and you're like, oh, I don't want to have to do that. And you want me just to walk or you want me to do something more functional. It's a good workout. It's a muscle building workout. It's getting you to move. I'm happy for that. But if you're looking for a fun factor, understand that your results are not going to be a physique-like body. All right. And then ability, if you have injuries or you're not able to squat or you're not able to lift a lot, remember, not being able to lift a lot is not going to be the best thing for you if this program is the one that you choose. You're going to need to be able to challenge your muscles, to stress your muscles, to be able to put yourself in a place where you're highly focused on moving weight and then getting better at it. So keep that in mind. If you don't have that ability, you're either going to want it or it's going to take you a little bit longer to build that strength up. And then you'll be able to get the results that you ultimately want. But I don't want you sitting at home. So if you want a different type of program, let me know. Equipment. If you don't have the dumbbells, if you don't have a variety of dumbbells, and you don't have a bench, program's not going to be for you. And it's really going to challenge you and not have you in a good place to be able to work out. So all those types of things when you take in consideration, if you are one of those people that are plagued by any one of those things, reach out to me. I would love to point you in a direction and help you out with a workout that could be better for you, suited for your goals and where you're at. Because ultimately, like I said, what I really want is I want you to be happy and healthy and to continue being consistent, to gain momentum, to get success. I don't want you giving up, overwhelmed, or overstressed. Because if you choose this program for any one of those reasons and not have it in line with knowing the expectations and where you're at, you will become overwhelmed. You will become stressed very quickly, and you will quit. You have a higher likely of quitting and just being like, it's just not for me. And that's not what I ultimately want. And that's why I made this video in general, so you can see what it is, you can know what to expect, and then you can go and select that or ask me for help. All right. Let's talk pros and cons. All right, let's talk pros and cons. I'll do my pros first and then you can listen to my cons. Pros, feels like P90X meets Body Beast. It's kind of both of them put together with a little less cardio than P90X and the same amount of lifting as Body Beast. One of the things I will say, it does feel that body took a slight turn away from group exercise and got more back into training, which I can appreciate. I'd rather be there anyways, and so with people on my team and the customers and the people that I hang out with. So I'm excited to have this tool to be able to give, and I'm also excited to be able to do the program. I like the idea that it's follow along. You're able to do it with Sean and the cast and his coach, and it makes it a very seamless process. I also like the rest periods. I think that they're good. I don't feel overwhelmed. I don't feel as though I'm moving too quickly. I'm excited to put it into play. The transitions between moves are adequate, and you're not hitting pause like you would in some of the past workouts that maybe body has put out where you're like, please slow down. That's not what you're doing here. I think that they took that into consideration and put out a great program. It's Sean. Sean, although it's not his intensity, his insanity, it's Sean. Like, it's still Sean. If you love Sean, you're going to love the workout. So if you need that fun factor, it Sean is Sean. And I think that that is a crazy thing. Sean can be motivating. And I think that that's his superpower. I think that that is another big pro to this. I think that's Sean's superpower. It may not be training. It may not be, you know, anything else. The guy is motivating. And that's why a lot of people gravitate to him. And he's done another great job of that in this program. I also think that it's great that Sean actually went through the process of this. He went and did a bodybuilding show. He went and got a coach. He is a product of his own product. I don't believe that this is the program that he did in order to get to be to win on stage all the medals. If you see him, it's like tons of pictures. I don't believe that this is the exact thing that he did. It's a program that he created, that he endorsed, that he wanted to give back with the best that he could with in-home fitness. So take that into consideration. But I do think it's great. And it all of that sways and gives credibility to the program. I can appreciate the variety of reps and sets. I think that that's extremely important when creating strength, power, endurance, and also not creating boredom within a program. So I think that is great. And I also think that it, overall is going to give a lot of people more strength and better physiques. I think the fact that he has low reps and a high amount of sets in some situations, it teaches people to lift heavier. I think that a lot of people and in-home lack that confidence and lack that ability or knowledge and have some fears and don't push themselves to challenge to lift heavier. And I think that that's going to be a great thing. And since it's 4 weeks long, I think you'll be able to change the modalities up really quick. The three phases, I think that that's good. I like the idea in my training brain that there are phases to it. I also think that this is good. He mentions this, but in general, because it is three phases, it can be torn apart, broken apart. And at any point in time in the future, you can just go and do that 4 week phase, you know, just on your own for whatever reason you want. You feel like you want a little more hypertrophy, go do that. You want a little more endurance strength, go do that one. You don't have to do the program as it was meant to be. You can do it on your own terms for your own personal goals. So I like that idea rather than, it's 80 days and you got to do all 80 and there's no phases. It's just everything. So he did a nice job of that. I like the idea that it is an hour, which means you're doing a lot of volume and you're doing a lot of lifting, but it only feels like 30 minutes. Big bonus right there. Bonus that it's challenging. I think that things got a little soft in the fitness industry for a while, and I like the idea that it's challenging. I like the idea where some people will not like that the workouts are repeated. You know, people are like, oh, I'm bored. I don't want to do the same thing over and over and over. This is training, you guys. That's the modality. Doing different workouts every single day for 12 weeks is not going to get you the results that you want. You need to be able to track it. You need to be able to have data. You need to be able to understand what you were doing last week to this week. And I think that that right there is confirmation that this moved towards training rather than group exercise. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like Sean is ripped, man. And there's nothing better to see a guy that is a product of the product doing what he's doing. The fact that I think it can be taken to the gym and the gym rats, the gym guys, the gym bros or girls are going to be able to take this. And I think that if there are tracking sheets that are attached to this, you're going to be able to take this to the gym on your own time and you're going to be able to rip this thing out. And it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Let's talk cons. They're my opinion. They may not be a con to you and they may not be a con to anybody else, but to me, let me give you the downside. One, I wish there was just an audio track. I've asked them for this in the past. I've told people in the chain of command, can you just give me a trainer track? Something that I could put in between my ears that I could play my own music over and I can go to the gym. I don't need the motivational stuff. I don't need the marketing gimmity, gobbity, googity stuff. I just need to know what I need to do. But that's why the tracking sheets are there, right? Like I'll just take the tracking sheets and use those instead of a training track. So anybody out there corporate listening to me, trainer track, that is innovative and that is 2024. Okay. In addition to, and that means don't copy what was in the video and just make it an audio. That does not work. It needs to be a trainer track. There's a bit of echo. It was shot on a concrete floor. The audio has a bit of echo. I mean, Beachbody, you're pretty good. Body, you're a pretty good company. Get rid of that echo. Do better. Sean is a great motivator, right? Like, I personally don't need to be motivated. So if you're going to get motivated every single day and you're going to be, you need a hype man in your ear on your TV, he's going to do it over and over and over. I personally don't need one. I just need music in my ear and I just need to know what Sean wants, you know, what Sean's workout is. Sean is Sean, man. Like, love him or like him, he's a lot. That's all I can say. Like, you know, he's gonna do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. He's got a Sean flavor to him, but that's why people love him. I like Sean. I've been friends with Sean for a long time. At least I consider myself friends with Sean. You know, it's just, you know, I'm a different workout kind of guy, and to have all that craziness, I don't like it. But that craziness helps a lot of people, so it's a give and take there. I do want to play a drinking game, kind of like the one with the Who's from Whoville, and you drink every time they say Who, and you end up being drunk, you know, in 10 minutes. I want to play that with Sean because the marketing material that's in his ear, that's on a card that he's told to say, it's a little bit much for me. I get it. It's about the company. They make these things and they need Sean to sell it and they need him to say mind-muscle connection, recomp, all the things. We don't need to be marketed to. We're already there. We're at the dance. We don't need any more commercials telling us to come to the dance. I mean, literally, you know what it's like? It's like getting a commercial in the middle of a podcast and I just don't need it. Again, that's a con to me and I'm just not here for it. I mean, I do get that workouts are for everybody and some people need to hear it. See what I did there? Everybody. But I'm willing to pay for the upgrade, like the premium, the YouTube, that I don't have to have a commercial, that I can get through those things and just listen to the content that I want to have. There is that. So trainer track, right? Trainer track. Where's that option? Can I have it? The other thing, I realize why he does it. Not for me. Okay, so let's just say that it works for a lot of people, but not for me. He does a flex where he wants you to be able to feel the muscles that you were just working out. Great idea to get people to focus on muscles. I don't need to do it. Nor do I want to shake my butt and get a little crazy. But you know what? He makes fitness fun and he's one of the greatest motivators. So it's hard to make it a con. It's just not my thing. All right, what else do we got here? And then here's one for me. I know that the reps and sets, they are varied. It's great. It does create some progressive overload and it's done a great job. I'm not discounting what he's saying. What I would have liked to have seen is 3 weeks being the same and then on the fourth week, the reps and sets change. That way you are increasing the volume and you're not constantly being told, go up and wait like other trainers have done. And you don't have to have that feeling of like, the only success that I have is to go up in weight rather than, let's just add more volume by changing the rep and the set counts in the fourth week. And that would do that and give you more overload and then you'd be able to change it up. So that's a small con, but again, he's built a great program. I don't want it to be, you know, like I'm being too critical of him and his ability or his credibility. Great program. Let's leave it at that. I know that in-home fitness can be limiting because of the equipment that people have. So only two types of equipment, dumbbell and bench, you know, but being a guy that knows my way around the gym, I'm going to be able to use a barbell or do whatever I want to be able to do inside the gym to make it mine. Again, kind of a con, not a con. I know it's an in-home fitness program. It's not a gym in-home fitness program. I wish it was better suited for the gym. you know. But since I already know how to use it at the gym, and since there'll be tracking sheets, which I'm hoping, if not, I will take those tracking sheets, or I'll make tracking sheets, and you can get those if you reach out to me. I'll be able to get them to you. But I'll take those to the gym, and I will work out with it there. It's just limited by equipment because it's a bench and it's dumbbells, and it might have been interesting to see what else it could have been if it wasn't just in-home. But that's not here nor there. I don't know that that's a con, and it still does help a lot of people. So that's kind of not here nor there. This is a pretty big one. All right, so I have to accept that it's a workout program, that it's not a all-exclusive, all-in-one package, even though Body offers up, you know, nutrition plans and some supplements. It's just not all inclusive and or exclusive. Inclusive? I don't know. Whatever it is. And which means I'll be able to add my own supplements, which will be great. And if you want to ask me which supplements I'm using, maybe I'll make a video, or you guys can reach out to me and I'll let you know what I'm using and which nutrition plan that I am going to do with this program. It does have, you know, it's two nutrition programs, which are the containers and portion fix, and then a 2B mindset, kind of a flexible plan. I don't know why you would do a flexible plan if you are trying to gain muscle, though. It's just to give you that idea. So that's the only thing. I wish there was more of a, hey, here's the supplement program that goes with it. We recommend. But that leaves an opening for me to recommend the supplements for you guys. At times, you could think it's repetitive. I don't. I kind of like that. But at times, you could think it's a little repetitive. The ab exercises, I don't know, man. They're a little weak. They are what they are. They're there because, you know, you wanted to put abs in there, not because they really did the job to make sure that they were on point in some sort of performance. They're just ab exercises, and they're on a bench, which means they probably said, hey, you know what would be cool is if you didn't ever had to get down on the floor and you did everything on the bench. Can you do abs on a bench? And he probably said, yeah, knowing his skill set, he's like, I can do this. And that's, you know, I don't know. Abs on a bench? Cool. Not really my thing. Con, which I think some people will think that, you don't know Sean's nutrition program and you don't know his supplements that he was able to do to get the physique that he has, but that's not this program, right? So I want to be clear with that. It may look like a con, but it's not an actual con, because this isn't the exact program that Sean did in order to obtain the body that he has, in order to do the show that he did. And it isn't the supplements that he was using. He was doing his own thing at his own time with his own goals, doing, you know, what was good for him. But with all the other credibility that he had going on and the fact that he made this switch, it would have been really cool to be like, what was your diet plan? What was your nutrition? What were your supplements? It would have been nice to know what Sean did for his physique, just for knowledge, you know, whether it was a paleo, keto, counted macros, calories, portion. I know we didn't do portion fix. Look, let's just be honest. They do have two programs, which is containers, portion fix, and 2B mindset. I don't know why anybody would use 2B mindset in a flexible thing where you're trying to build. But again, go back into what I already said about, hey, if you're showing up to this and it's fun for you and you're getting results because of your consistency, then 2B mindset might be for you. Portion control, I just don't know. I know that the powers to be will tell you that, you know, oh, it can be used anywhere at any time with anything. It's for everybody. I think that they could benefit from really bringing in some experts in different nutrition plans. There, I said it. I do think that for whatever reason, the powers to be is married to that 21 or that portion fix. And you know, yeah, I just don't, I don't think it's a good thing to just have that. I think that there are a lot of people with a lot of different needs, with a lot of, you know, who like different things, who want to try different things. And I think it's short-sighted to just have that and not branch out and not embrace other modalities in the nutrition department. It would be like, hey, you know what? As far as programming, we only do cardio here. And it's like, no. But cardio is great. That's my problem with that nutrition plan. But yeah, it would have been nice to know what Sean did. But again, this isn't the program that Sean did to have the body that he got or the physique that he did. These are some of the things, and this is the best way that he could do some of the things to bring it home so that you could do. Like, his was much more intense and different and at a gym and with intimate coaching. And there's a lot more involved. But There, over. I'm done. I don't want to keep going down that. Let's see. That's it. And then I think I said this already, but you know, doing the same workouts for, you know, for 4 weeks straight. You know, it can be daunting for some, but it's training for others, and it's actually really good. And you know, not every workout program is for everybody. You know, I think that's the best way of looking at that. And you know, sometimes we have to do the things that we don't want to do in order to achieve the goals that we want. You know, like that's another big thing. So I think that, you know, that can be a con for some people. And ultimately, right, like consistency is what we're trying to create. And if it creates stress and overwhelm to do the same workout, then maybe it's not the right workout for you, and it is a con for you. But overall, I think that that's it in a nutshell. I think it's a niche workout. It's a good workout. So I'll leave it at that. If you guys have any questions, reach out to me. If you want to do it with me, reach out to me. If you want to know about supplements, keep your eye out, or reach out to me. You know the deal. Just reach out to me.